section of Jesus' sermon, and you think about these, the list of things that Jesus says will make you happy. This is the happy list. The word blessed comes from that word makarios, which means basically happy, joyful. So this is Jesus' happy list. Now let me ask you a question. It's a good question. If you're asking, if you're the one that was asked to make a happy list, what would your happy list look like? If you were the one that was asked to make a happy list, a blessed list, things to do that make you blessed, how would your list compare to Jesus' list? Happy are those who are persecuted. Is that on your list? Not on mine. I think when I really started making out a little bit of a list in my mind, I matched one out of Jesus' list. If it was me, up to me to make the list. And so today as we continue, we've already said that these Beatitudes, they're based on each, the foundation was based on the very first one, blessed are those who are poor in spirit. And then from the poor in spirit, we went to those who mourn and so forth. And so today, we're at verse 6. Blessed are those who hunger, everyone say hunger, and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Now, this is interesting, because today we're really talking about appetites. And we're talking about food, spiritual food that we have for our lives that we desperately need. And what most people don't realize is they're anorexic Christians. They don't realize it, but they are. They're severely lacking. They're malnutrition Christians. And the reason is because our appetites have been drawn away by other things. And that's the enemy's job. He tries to make it look good. He tries to deceive. He tries to put things out there that keep us from following our spiritual appetites towards God. Now, can you think of this morning, I was trying to do this as I was getting ready this week. Can you think of a food that you can both hunger and thirst for? Good. Someone said watermelon. Good. Hunger and thirst for. Jell-O. I don't know if I drink Jell-O, Deacon. Righteousness is something, and the title of my sermon, go ahead and put the title of my sermon up this morning. I don't really, most of the time the titles of my sermons are just quite random and have nothing to do with anything. But this morning, this really, I felt like the Lord laid on my heart. Parched souls and famished hearts. Souls that are parched, that are dry. Souls that are thirsty. Souls that are longing for just some of the rain from heaven. And then along with the souls, famished hearts that are so hungry. They're so hungry because their hearts are so empty. Lives are so empty. So we have parched souls and we have famished hearts. And here's the problem, church, that most people try to do. We try to fill a spiritual need with natural stuff. We try to fill this spiritual void in our lives with non-spiritual things, hoping somehow that next something will bring us the fulfillment, will bring us the satisfaction that we want and that we desire in our lives. Whether it's the next relationship, whether it's the next toy, whether it's the next food, the meal, whatever. All these things hoping somehow. Why do we call it comfort food? Why do we call it comfort food? Somehow food is going to bring us the comfort that our spiritual soul desires. Ain't going to happen. And yet we do it all the time. Trying to fill spiritual craving with natural things and stuff. We see this in the Old Testament in the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 7, Jesus is, or the writer here of Ezekiel is seeing the judgments that is being getting ready to thrown on Jerusalem upon Israel. And here's what it says. They will throw their silver into the streets and their gold will be like trash. Can you imagine? Gold will be like trash. It says their silver and gold will not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. Notice, they will not satisfy their souls. The gold and silver will not fill their stomachs because it became their stumbling block of iniquity. Church, there's a godly desire that He wants us to have. One of my favorite songs, we may sing it at the end of the service, was written by a young girl at Teen Mania. And she said, "This is my desire, to follow You. All I have within me, I give to You. Lord, I give You my heart. I give You my soul." What a beautiful song written by a young, understanding that our desires and the pull for us to have other cravings rather than righteousness. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. So what is righteousness? Let me give you a definition. It won't help you at all. Righteousness is the state of being righteous. If you put N-E-S-S at the end of any word, that's the state of. Okay? If you have happiness, you're in the state of being happy. All right? So righteousness is the state of being righteous. Now, here's what righteous really is. It's talked about a person whose ways of thinking and feeling and acting is wholly conformed to the will of God. That's my Robert Morris definition for you. It is a person whose way of thinking and feeling and acting is wholly conformed to the will of God. Now, here's the good news. If you're a believer this morning, you have righteousness in you. How do I know that? Look at the board. I think it's on the board. 2 Corinthians 5:21. It's talking about Jesus. "For God made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become," what? "The righteousness of God in Him." Jesus became sin who knew no sin so that we might become righteous. Another scripture this morning to understand that you have righteousness in you. 1 John 2:29 says this. Well, actually, I'll go back to Isaiah. Go ahead and put the next slide up, I think. Isaiah 61 says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, and my soul shall be joyful in my God. Again, are you catching the happiness that's in this verse because of the righteousness that you've received? "For He has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has covered me with a robe of righteousness." We got that when we became believers. 1 John said, "And if you know that He is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of Him." That's how we know that we're children of God, because we have the character of God, and God is all righteous. He's mega righteous. Amen. He's righteousness personified to perfection. I find it interesting that the writer here is Jesus, when he's talking about this, he begins to relate righteousness to food. We read earlier in the New Testament, he said the kingdom of God is not eating or drinking, but it is righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. We read in Psalms 34, verse 8, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy is the man who trusts in the Lord. Happy is the man who trusts in Him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." But here's the problem. Our appetites have drawn us away from desiring spiritual things. And again, The world understands this, that we are a vision, that we are a people that are driven by our vision and by our sight and the things, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the cares of life. Those things get in our way. And I'm telling you what, it's almost to the point I'm thinking, where are we going in a society if we can't even watch a hamburger commercial and it's soft porn? A hamburger commercial on Prime TV is almost soft porn. That's where our nation is going. That's what, as believers, we're having to deal with. It appeals to our carnal man. And here the psalmist is reminding, taste and see that the Lord is good. But in order to have this hunger, in order for us to have this thirst for righteousness so that we can be filled, and then that's the end line is, when we do these things, God is going to not look at us and say, oh, I'm so sorry. No, God is going to come and take that desire that we have in our hearts, and he's going to fill us. As a matter of fact, I'm getting ahead of myself, but that's all right. That word fill means to overflow. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall overflow. Man, that's what I want in my life. But here's the problem. We don't know what it means today to hunger. We don't know what true hunger is. And we certainly don't know what true thirst is. When your son or daughter comes in the door, what's the first thing they say? I'm hungry. What's to eat? And you're like, just go open the refrigerator door. And they open the refrigerator door and they look at all the food and they're like, but I'm not hungry for that or that or that or that or that or that. We don't know what true hunger is. Now, I saw a glimpse of it a couple of months ago. We did a burger bash out at the fire department, and Mike was cooking burgers. And my friend over here, Isaac, sat down across the table from me. And these were big. I mean, third-pound burgers. I mean, they were great. And I sat down and started eating my first one, and I realized by the time I had just barely broke into one, he had already put down two and was looking for three and four. He was hungry. Poor Rhoda. Like Jeff, those of you all remember Jethro and the Clampets with the mixing bowl out for cereal, you know. That's him, both of them. We don't know what it means to hunger. We don't know what it means to really thirst. To be parched. I was thinking about those of you old enough to remember the original Flight of the Phoenix. And those guys are out in the desert with their plane trying to get it fixed together. Anyway. It's not that old. Jimmy Stewart, I think. Is anyone relating to me? Or am I over? Anyway, it's a movie about these guys. This plane goes down in the middle of the desert, and they have to survive for some days before they're able to get rescued. And their lips, by the time they are able to get that plane off, their lips are just parched. I mean, they're broken, they're cracked, their lips are parched. And we don't know what that's like. We don't have an understanding what it means to really hunger and desire, and to seek first. And again, this may be the most misquoted verse in the Bible. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. Is that what Jesus said? No. The answer is no. Everyone say no. Okay. Here's what Jesus said, Matthew 6:33. He said, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. It's not just good enough to seek the kingdom of God, but we need to seek that the righteousness that only comes, again, we can't do it on ourselves. Scripture says our righteousness is just filthy rags in comparison to what God's great righteousness is. And here's what the Lord is calling us. Here's what God is saying this morning. If you are parched, I will satisfy your thirst. If you are starving, I will fill you today. But we have to have a desire. It starts with the desire. Here's what I found out. It's kind of like, who was it, Lay's? You can't eat just one. Can't eat just one. When you get in the presence of God and you begin to saturate your soul with God's goodness. I want to say goodness. How do I know this? Look what the psalmist says in Psalms 107, verse 9. For he satisfies the longing soul, and he fills the hungry soul with what? Goodness. Oh, he satisfies the longing soul. He brings true satisfaction, not just this fake thing or this temporal. No, the filling of the Lord when he comes and fills us is a complete flowing and just filling up to overflowing. And he fills the hungry soul with his goodness. Immediately, as I said that word goodness, I know for many of you, the thought already takes you back to Moses standing before God saying, Lord, show me your glory. And what does Scripture says? He says, I can't show you because you won't be able to handle it, but I'm going to cause my goodness to pass by you. And his goodness is his glory. So God says, I will fill the hungry soul with my glory. I can't imagine anything better. I can't imagine anything that compares. Blessed, happy are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, Jesus said, for they shall be filled with goodness. Woo! What a blessing. What? No wonder the hungry and thirsty are happy. If you're being continually filled with God's goodness to overflowing, and here's the thing, then we take that overflowing goodness and we pass it on to somebody else. We don't keep it to ourselves. We pass it on to these neighbors who are going to come down Tucker Street. Hopefully they don't catch that baby bug that's on that street. So they're going to get filled with natural food, pulled pork, pecan pie. Yeah, pecan pie goes good with about everything. No, you know, that's right. They're going to get filled, but then they're also going to get filled with the goodness of God, because you'll be overflowing and your life is going to be poured out as an offering upon them. And that's when you're going to find yourself then understanding. We sang it this morning in Psalms 84. Better is one day in your house. Here's how the message puts it. One day spent in your house, this beautiful place of worship, is better than 1,000 days spent on a Greek island beach. I'd rather scrub floors in the house of my God than be an honored guest in the palace of sin. And the reward of righteousness? Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, not only being filled with God's goodness, but notice what Isaiah 32 says as we close this morning. Stand with me. It says, and then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness will remain in the fruitful field. Righteousness will remain where? Who's the fruitful field? That's us, church. We're the fruitful field. And the work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness will be quietness and assurance forever. Hallelujah. Happy, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for, but it's specific here, for righteousness. The righteousness of God. So here, as we close our eyes and we close this morning, what is the Holy Spirit speaking to you this morning? Where are our appetites at? Where are our desires at? What have we been desiring? And again, sometimes we desire things good things, but they're not God things. Father, we thank you this morning for the heart to desire after you, Lord, as you've desired after us. Because this is my desire. Follow.